Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. Okay, and welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. That is me, Brian O'Leary. BrianDOleary.com is where you go to get all my stuff, get on my email list, and we can get all the shows and whatever else I write. Try to do that on pretty much a daily basis. Whether I come out with a show or not. And I also have a link to all the podcasts we've been doing. But the latest one is one I'm really proud of, and it's actually taken off like gangbusters right now. It's called the Natural Order Podcast. And I do that with my friend Adam Heyman. I know I've been pumping that up here pretty good over the last several weeks. But I've also been doing as much consulting with this podcast game as possible. And some folks have reached out to me, and we're on a good path here with a few of them. And you can go to O'LearyandCompany.com, and the link for that obviously is also on BrianDOleary.com. You'll see that on the very front. And just book a half hour time with me if you need to talk about things, about getting, especially just getting podcasts off the ground we say content, and we can kind of craft a message for you there. And so people, I don't know if it's anything that I necessarily do that's great, but people oftentimes just need a sounding board, and that's what I'm here to do for that. So I guess maybe even discuss that a little bit more. The Natural Order Podcast is really the kind of the guinea pig to get that whole thing going, because like I've done in the past where I just start up a podcast and start talking, or have an idea, like Sportlanders podcast. We wanted to talk about sports. So guess what? We talk sports. Had a website. Still do. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just knew I had this idea that I wanted to do a sports podcast, and we did it. And I didn't know where I was going with it, I guess, in other words. When I kind of rebooted myself, rebooted the whole podcast game after kind of lying fallow there for a few months, started with the O'Leary Review podcast, because I had the O'Leary Review, the idea for that. And then this was an associated podcast, the O'Leary Review. So my Substack page, which you can find also on BrianDOleary.com. And that idea has changed a bit here and there. But we still have the newsletter and the podcast, or added the podcast to it. And that's going fine. And then what emerged was this particular show, a Brian D. O'Leary Show, so I could do things every day. Like, man, I just committed to being a podcaster. But I had to kind of retrofit everything, you know, on my website and all that stuff, because I had these websites before I realized that, hey, this is a podcast. Now, on the Natural Order Show, we established, essentially, we established a business before we established a podcast. We knew we wanted a podcast, and that was going to be the forward-facing part of what we're doing over there. And we really are trying to work on that and get as many shows out and do it. And that's the number one priority right now, just to get started. That's why I say it to everybody, just get started doing this stuff. But it helps to have a plan and helps to have a method to what we're doing. So been working like crazy doing these websites, or the website for naturalorderpodcast.com. And that's courtesy of O'Leary Digital. And right now, that's me. You know, if you're interested in talk there too. But we're doing all this stuff kind of on a shoestring right now, but we got good plan in place of where we want to take Natural Order Podcasts. And I think it's just going to be a much bigger thing than the weekly podcast itself, or the couple times a week we might put a show out. Right now we're aiming for once a week. And if we have extra stuff that we deem timely or necessary to get out, we'll trickle that out. But right now, once a week so far, it's just, in this early stages anyway. And then, you know, we'll see. Because we like doing it, and we've got really fantastic response so far over there. And you, again, you go to naturalorderpodcast.com and hop on that mailing list too, because it's a different list. It's a different emails, and you know, both Adam and I write him. So you're not just getting stuff from me. You might get stuff from him. We just started the email campaign, or the email list, really, earlier this week. So you haven't missed out on much if you haven't gotten it yet. But encourage you to hop over there, and you can also, we have a Substack too, associated Substack, and if it's easier, you can just sign up on the Substack, and we're working on that and all that good stuff. But just this podcasting thing, from my end anyway, you know, I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about the NFL draft, but I don't know. I mean, I was paying attention to the players and stuff, but the thing doesn't interest me. I'm a little more interested in talking about the podcasting thing, because as I've done this more podcasting, I've just got more opportunity to have more podcasts, do more podcasts, be helpful with other people's podcasts, kind of make this into a thing that's actually what I do now. It's what I spend, I don't know, good grief. I counted the hour. I mean, it's not all talking in the microphone, but it's all building, well, I call it building systems to, you know, thrive and flourish in this field that I've chosen, which is podcasting, essentially, broadcasting large scale, but I mean, it is podcasting, so I can talk here, and you know, it's not going out immediately. I can wait around and send it out whenever I want. You can wait around and listen to it whenever you want, and I kind of like that. But I think I in a show earlier this week, I talked about how with HBO, the old HBO, where you'd have movies at the top of the hour, and if that movie didn't fill the whole 2 hour, or 1 hour, or 3 hour time block, you'd have little vignettes and shorts and behind the scenes making of all this stuff, these kind of movies to fill the hour. And you found it, you know, I like that. And you find out about a lot of things you normally wouldn't have because they gave it to you. And that was kind of the thing with, I guess he called it legacy media, whether that's television, newspapers, magazines, that kind of thing, radio, that kind of thing, where you get what they give you and you either like it or don't like it and you move on. Now, what happens is you can pick and choose pretty much whatever you want to watch, listen, read, and you like it or not. But oftentimes you're like, you just like, who knows? Maybe we do that for this show. You just listen in the background, just like a radio show or something like that. But you can choose, but I would recommend, and if you're listening so far, thank you, but I would recommend that you make a conscious decision how to really cultivate the media that you consume, because it, like I said before, I love the old, you know, like top of the hour, the WTBS, they would have this be 5 minutes past the top and the bottom of the hour is when their shows would start. But every other, you know, like, that's just the way it's been. Top of the hour, bottom of the hour, it's when stuff starts. Now you can just choose whenever you want to click on it, and you can pause and get back to it later. But I guess my point is, you want to have a cultivated list of stuff, and for purposeful. Like, why are you watching it? Because there's so much garbage out there. I would say, you know, like, people have said, you know, today we're in the golden age of television, or a second golden age of television, because there's so much stuff out there. But there's also so much garbage. Same thing with movies. There's a lot more movies out there, but a lot of it's just trash, and you got to wade through it. And it's not like, you know, you turn on NBC on a Thursday night and you're pretty much guaranteed, other than maybe one show here and there every once in a while, you're going to sit down for a few hours and enjoy your evening, and sit around and watch on the couch, and you know, you maybe multitask with a magazine or dinner or a snack or whatever it might be, and you sit around and watch all these great shows. That they pretty much was the case for, I don't know, 15 years, something like that. And but it's not like that anymore. And I don't know if I want to go back to that either. It's sad. Again, like things we leave behind, somewhat sad, but you know, that it's not as good to do it that way. But I think in some ways it's more impactful where you read, so you read the morning newspaper as opposed to open up your web browser and clicking through all the sites that you want to get news from, or at least that's what I do, or my mobile phone to do relatively the same thing now, which that's another whole revolution. But there's something to be said about, you know, sitting down with your cup of coffee or your breakfast or whatever and plowing through a paper or two or three in the morning and getting what you need out of that. And I haven't done that in years. I used to really like it. Spend time and read the articles. And I don't know. I was a little goofy. I'd often cut out or highlight and save articles a lot. I especially did that in magazines. But I only get like one or two print magazines anymore either. One of them's Chronicles, a magazine. I really enjoy that high level intellectual discussion. But I don't know. I guess I don't know where I'm going with that. I think that we need to be a little more particular in our choice of media these days and how to cultivate it. It's what we're trying to do here for you. And, you know, on a daily, regular basis, we want to be in front of you because I think what we have matters. We have one of our O'Leary Review podcast. We have a tagline that says conversations that matter. They do. We talk to important people. They might not be important to the world at large. Well, they are important to the world at large. The world at large might not know them, but these conversations that we have are good ones. And we're trying to get, you know, good quality, high level discourse out of folks. And for a lot of times for subjects that a lot of people never consider, people that, you know, whose story is pretty impressive that hopefully, you know, or not hopefully, but that people would never have found out of about them otherwise. So we're trying to do that too. And then on this show, we just want to give you the straight stuff on a daily basis. And we're doing that in a way over on the Natural Order podcast, which once again, head over to naturalorderpodcast.com and you can get all the episodes we've done so far, even the trailer. And that's with Adam Heyman and myself. And Adam is a 30-year veteran of the professional poker world and a member of the Nevada Libertarian Party leadership. So, I mean, he's sharp on a lot of levels. He's been a libertarian forever. And part of the show there, if you haven't listened to it so far, is that I don't go as far as him on the libertarian thing. And, you can call me a libertarian. I wouldn't necessarily object, but I don't necessarily identify myself that way either. I used to identify myself as conservative, but I don't either. So this other podcast is also a voyage of discovery for me in some ways. And it's been fun. And we, like I said, we've got great feedback and engagement so far, like way bigger than I can imagine. So big things are coming down the line there on Natural Order Podcast. And we are started as a small project, and now it's really kind of taken over as a, you know, one of the top priorities for both of us, because we found that boy, we got something to say, and if you got something to say, you say it, and some people might not like it, but it's got to be said. I said something that to that effect in yesterday's email. I think it was Howard Cosell said something to the. Well, I think I have it here. If you see it, you got to say it. So, not everybody's on board with old Howard and the way he saw things and saw the way his duty. But there is some certain truth to that adage from the great late great Howard Cosell. Like him or hate him, and a lot of people did both with Cosell. So anyway, that's probably good enough for me today. I will see you next week, but I probably look forward to keeping that podcatcher open, because you'll get an episode of the O'Leary Review here in the next day or two, I would gather. And we will chat with you down the line. Appreciate your time, folks. Bye-bye.
Beach Drive, the newest album from our friend Nick Peets, is available to stream on your favorite platform. Check out the Sultan of Rose City Swing as he belts out quality rock and roll. The 9 tracks from the Sultan will simply make your day better when you listen. Support the Rose City's best rock and roll as you take the Beach Drive with Nick Peets on your speakers. Get Beach Drive where all good music is sold or streamed.